We go live now to Tunis and the BBC's Magdi Abdelhadi, who is reporting on the developments this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
First of all, we have two major developments. Number one, there's an international arrest warrant which has been issued against former President Ben Ali. The charges include taking money out of the country illegally, Ben Ali reportedly in Saudi Arabia. What does that mean exactly?
It means that the government wants to reassure the public here that they are serious about pursuing Mr. Ben Ali. And I just have to say that the arrest warrant is not only for Mr. Ben Ali, but also for his wife and other relatives, who are widely seen here as people who have plundered the country's economy in a big way. I mean, their assets abroad are said to be in the billions of dollars. So the government wants to reassure the people that they are serious. They will investigate corruption and power abuse by members of the former regime and Ben Ali and his family. Why is the government doing this? Because people are still out on the streets wanting the interim government to come down. Now, the interim government is a government that was put together after Mr. Ben Ali fled the country, but the problem is that it's still led by the same man who led Ben Ali's government and several of his ministers. And what the people want and insist, they want a complete break with the past because they cannot trust people who serve Ben Ali to deliver transparent, good government and economic and democratic reforms. People who've been in power for so long and tainted by being close allies of Ben Ali, they simply can't deliver that. That's what the people in the streets are saying.
Well, Magdi Abdelhadi, we're listening to actually the sound of some of those voices, the police response and the firing of tear gas. What can you say about the latest demonstrations?
Well, I can tell you that the people on the streets are determined. They're a group of diehard people, hate Mr. Ben Ali and whoever worked with him. And despite many appeals and warnings from the government, the chief of staff, the head of the army, did actually come out of one of the government buildings in the area where they camped and appeal for them to go home to no avail. So they are determined to stay on the streets, so they say, until the government comes down. But I have to add that there is a debate going on here in Tunisian society. There are some people who are also critical for the government, for the interim government, and the ousted president and his ministers say maybe this is going a bit too far. We need to go back to work. And if the government doesn't deliver on its promises of reform within 2 months, then we can come out on the streets again. But there is, as I said, a very determined group of people who take to the streets every day. Some of them have camped outside the Prime Minister's office, refusing to go. The police have used tear gas against them before, but they're still there. And only God knows whether this will escalate or will they be persuaded to go home.
Well, the sound that you heard there of the protesters was recorded earlier. I don't want you to give the impression that Magdi Abdelhadi is out in the streets, although you spent plenty of time witnessing the protests. Any sense that people are watching what's going on in Egypt there in Tunisia?
I think, yes, but not in the same way that the Egyptians have been watching what was going on in Tunisia, because they really have been inspired by what happened in Tunisia. Some of the slogans on the Egyptian streets were taken directly from the slogans here in Tunisia. Some Egyptians were actually wrapped in Tunisian flags.
Wow.
So I think the inspiration is going way the other way around. Tunisia inspiring Egypt rather than Tunisians looking at what's going on in Egypt.
All right. Reporting live from Tunis in Tunisia, it's the BBC's Magdi Abdelhadi. Take care. Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.